Welcome back, one and all, to the Our Outdoors portion of your weekend, your first weekend of February here, Saturday the 3rd, and things are warm and melty under those cloudy skies. We are starting the month off in a strange situation. I know last year we were just begging for a reprieve, and here we've had a stretch of weather into the 40s across much of the region, some 50s out in western North Dakota. Definitely a strange winter, and definitely something on the lighter end of the spectrum, particularly when we look back to last winter and how that pendulum has absolutely swung. Number one, I want you to be very careful when you're out there on the ice. You're going to see some degradation. You're going to see inflowing water. You're going to see different changes going on, particularly as we have these disjointed meltings, and especially on those bigger waters where some ice has just formed. You know, in the last month, we had that cold snap, and now all of a sudden we're coming back to the other side. So pay attention to the conditions of the ice, particularly if you're on flowing water. I know a lot of rivers give some great opportunities, but that inflowing water from cities or from rills or from gullies or culverts are going to change that composition. So be aware of where that inflowing water is. But in the meantime, enjoy the great opportunities you're going to have. It's going to be very temperate. It's going to give you a great chance to get out there and take a look around. And it's going to be very good for our wildlife as well. Obviously, we need a rebound coming out of last year. And of course, we need more habitat. But that habitat is freeing up the stuff that is on the ground. We don't have a lot of snow cover. We don't have a lot of ice. A lot of that has melted off. And obviously, we're recovering from some of that big ice storm as well as things get cleaned up. So you get a chance to get out there this weekend, look around, and see what sort of habitat is on the ground. For more on that after the break, we're catching up with Tanner Bruce. He's the Minnesota State Coordinator for Pheasants Forever. He's got a seat at that national table. A lot of exciting stuff coming up. He's helping with habitat in Minnesota and throughout the upper Midwest. And we'll have more with him as to what's happening with the organization, how you can get involved, and how habitat can get put in the ground through PF's great programs. And we'll talk Pheasant Fest as well. So that's coming up right after the break. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are jumping across the Red River to the east there to talk to one of the friends of the show, Tanner Bruce. He is the Minnesota State Coordinator for Pheasants Forever, previewing all of the great things going on and the great events that are coming up on the horizon. Tanner, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always good to catch up with you, my friend, from our time in southwestern Minnesota. Let's talk about the Habitat Org as a whole. How are things at Pheasants Forever right now?
You know, Nick, things are fantastic. We've got a lot of upcoming events coming, from banquets to Pheasant Fest. We've got a lot of new initiatives and a lot of new staff coming on board, and really just following our mission and putting habitat on the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Getting things done and getting grass in the ground and birds in the air. A big part of that, as you are a member of that network coming up from so many years back in the past, talk about the Farm Bill biologists and how they help operators improve their land for wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at Farm Bill biologists, we've got great partners to start with. That goes from state agencies to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, and, you know, Soil and Water Conservation Districts, or they're called something different. I'm talking Minnesota here, Soil and Water Conservation Districts. They might be called a little bit different in a different state, but it starts with the great partnerships that we have and the ability to work hand in hand with them. And as a private landowner, as a farmer, as a rancher, you've got different ideas of what you want to do on your property, and you can swing into the office, call the office, talk to the Farm Bill biologist, and really look for a state or a federal program that might fit for you to, you know, meet your objectives on your land, and also provide that conservation benefit.
Absolutely. And another part of that that those Farm Bill biologists pass along are the folks who specialize in precision agriculture, which is just taking off by leaps and bounds. It's a force for habitat. Where are we at with Pheasants Forever and this great precision ag network that the organization has developed?
Nick, we continue to grow as far as staffing levels, staffing numbers, and states in which we're working on precision ag and conservation. The really cool part about that is we're looking at profitability, right? So we're working with farmers, looking at precision data, and really looking for those marginal acres that, in turn, if we can look for a different conservation program and implement that program, we're going to increase profitability on your land, and then again get that conservation benefit, get that habitat, get that the wildlife benefit out of it as well. So it's really a fantastic opportunity for both the farmer and the landowner, and also for, you know, the conservation benefit and putting grass on the ground.
Yeah, it's absolutely a huge deal. No matter how small that chunk might be, that non-profitable old wetland or an area that might have been drained that needs to go back into conservation. Talk about the importance in not only pheasant hunting, but wildlife and soil and water health that comes from a 10 or a 20 or a 30 acre chunk of unprofitable land.
Yeah, if you look at the habitat side, you're looking at creating a mosaic of habitat, right? So you're getting these different patches, and one of the biggest things is providing that connectivity in those corridors. So creating a path for wildlife to get from one spot to the next. And, you know, if you really follow the path and go down that road when we're looking at pollinators as a subject and a topic, we start looking at carbon sequestration and we start talking about water quality. Obviously, when you look at these marginal pieces, oftentimes, as you mentioned, it could be wet, it could be sandy, and just really putting that cover on the ground is providing tremendous, you know, environmental benefits as well.
Yeah, every little bit helps. We're talking with Tanner Bruce. He is the Minnesota State Coordinator for Pheasants Forever. Tanner, we're looking at banquet season. It's a big part of the grassroots movement and the grassroots fundraising that keeps those funds local. Talk about how important February, March, April is as these chapters fire up those awesome events.
Yeah, spring's probably one of the biggest banquet seasons there is. I know in some other states outside of Minnesota, fall is also fairly busy as far as banquets go. But when we look at what our local volunteers do for the organization, we look at the community engagement. You know, they're the voice in the local community. They're driving the support there locally. And, you know, every dollar raised at that banquet is in control of that local chapter. So a lot of that money stays local for different program initiatives, and really helps out the organization to put more habitat there. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of the volunteers and of the local community attending those banquets, spending some money to drive conservation in your local community. So in addition to just attending your banquet, which obviously, as you know, Nick, from your time in Southwest Minnesota, banquets are a blast to attend in general. There's a lot of great prizes, a lot of great networking. But also look at joining your local chapter and doing some volunteer work, and I guarantee you'll find it rewarding.
Absolutely. It's certainly boots on the ground goes a long way, as well as those dollars that leverage great programs like the Minnesota Legacy Fund, getting that habitat out there and leveraging those state dollars. How are things looking with that program and with the great habitat initiatives in terms of the landscape in Minnesota and the pheasant hunting in the future?
Yeah, when we look at the legacy amendment and dedicated funding, obviously it continues to play a big impact here in Minnesota for land acquisitions. And in addition to just land acquisitions, looking at the restoration and enhancement of existing public lands as well. Another big initiative here. Crucial when we look at, you know, working with our local chapters and them contributing, you know, towards the organization and utilizing it as match for different grant funds. So we'll continue to work with the state and all of our great partners there to spend those dollars effectively, efficiently, and continue to put open spaces on the land for public use.
Absolutely. It's great to get that out there for folks who want to go hunting. Finally, wrapping things up here with Tanner Bruce. He's the state coordinator for Pheasants Forever in Minnesota. Tanner, we got a great event coming up, as we do every year, March 1st through the 3rd at the Denny Sanford Center over there in Sioux Falls. A short commute for you. Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, tell us what's coming up and what you're looking most forward to.
It's overall an amazing event. If you haven't been, you should definitely go. We'll kick off there on Friday, I believe March 1st. With the Bird Dog Parade, as usual. If you've never attended, if you've never witnessed that, it's an amazing sight to see with all these different breeds of dogs. And really, that just brings the life to the party and just shows how much all of us bird hunters care about our bird dogs, and highlights the work that we've done. And overall, just looking at the entire event, obviously there's a huge trade show. If you want to talk dogs, if you want to talk cooking, if you want to talk shotguns, if you want to talk about habitat, all those options are out there. And again, if you haven't attended, I highly recommend it. It'll be a fantastic event. Sioux Falls is a great community, and we're super excited to bring Pheasant Fest back to Sioux Falls for the second time.
Yeah, certainly a great event. Take the family, take the kids, get out there and experience it all. Tanner, we appreciate everything you do out there for habitat, pushing that mission on the ground as a road warrior, getting out there, getting that windshield time, I know is important, so we'll let you get back to it. But most importantly, my friend, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Nick.
That was Tanner Bruce, state coordinator for Pheasants Forever in Minnesota, giving us the breakdown on all the great things that are happening with the Habitat organization. Check it out, pheasantsforever.org. Find that Pheasant Fest tab and see what all the hype is about. It's a great event. Check it out. Take the kids and the dogs and have a blast. And if you do, I'll see you in our outdoors.